Did I wake you? Well, there goes my dinner. Anyway, I guess I'll just be seeing you then. Bye! Hey, hands off! You don't get to touch me just because I came into your room at night and tried to suck your blood. Idiot, you pulled me into your room and tried to suck your blood! You know I'm gonna catch you for this. Now I'm okay. Okay, I'll be quiet. I guess it would be bad if I were to wake your family at this hour. See? Everybody's playing nicely. Don't ever cover my mouth again. You know vampires have fangs, right? And putting your sweet bloodstream right under my nose isn't a good idea. Especially when, you know, I'm feeling kind of thirsty. Doesn't taste too bad for someone as unhealthy as you. You could maybe drink a little more water and ease up on the energy drinks. It just makes your blood taste far too sweet. But that's just my preference. How come you woke up anyway? I've been watching you for a while now. Normally you just do that thing where you listen to those videos and, you know, you're out like a light. Come on, don't give me that look. That's what we do. We have to stake out our prey, you know. Prey. Yes, you're my prey. Or, well, you were intended to be. So, yeah, I've been hunting you. You know, did you not miss the whole part where I explained to you I'm a vampire since, you know, I have fangs? Or has all those late-night gaming sessions really mashed your brain to nothing? How come my fangs are so small? Idiot, you don't just ask a vampire something like that. So embarrassing. Truth is, I've never had my first meal. Your teeth get bigger the more meals you get. I've never really quite drank from someone before. To be honest, that bite I gave you is the furthest I've gone with anyone. Wait, that doesn't sound quite right. Ignore what I said. Anyway, since I failed being one with the shadows, I gotta go stake out my next first meal. So, see you. Hey, again with the arm grabbing and pulling me into bed, you're kind of weirding me out now. What do you mean? Are you serious? Do you understand what goes into letting me feast? I mean, have you had any experience with the undead at all? A curse? Maybe even a potion? Completely new. I guess we have that in common. You know, being new to something. Well, if you're serious, then I suppose I should explain to you first what's gonna happen, and then you can back out if it sounds too much. I kinda don't expect you to go through it, but well, first I need to sanitize the area with my drool. It might be gross for you, but we have spit that cleans, so it's actually better for you, believe it or not. It's still okay. I can see why it's kind of gross. Then comes the feeding part. You can always break away if it's too much, and no, you won't turn into a vampire from it, if you're thinking that. Well, what are you thinking? I'm kinda eager now that I've smelled your blood for so long. Thank you, man. I really didn't think you would say yes. If it makes you feel any better, our spit also has healing properties, so that mark really won't be noticeable. I promise. You can trust me. Okay, will I take your shirt off? Okay, now to clean the area up, I guess. Are you ready? You can back out if you want. Alright. Here goes. You taste so good. I've never felt this before. It's like bloodlust. More. Do you want me to stop? I've had enough, but if you have more to share, then there's no way I'm gonna say no now. I think I could get addicted to this. Don't you think you could get addicted to? Is it better if I bite harder? Doesn't it make you feel so alive? me clean up your wound. It should heal up over time. How do my fangs look? They feel bigger already. Thank you. Thank you. I really mean it. So, it goes without saying, I was never here, but, between us, maybe I could be here another time. Once you've recovered, of course, I could maybe return the favor somehow. We can work something out, right? Right? That's what I thought. I'll be seeing you around.